Dali pa kana ba?
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I'm the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Friday morning. If you're just getting started, it's 7:37. Today is Friday, March the 8th. And as always, and this morning is even more important, we always remind you to give yourself enough time to get there safely. Slow down through those school zones. Well, let me tell you what happened this morning, right after we dropped our kid off for school. We're coming back right through the school zone. There is a 3-car accident at Coliseum and Windermere. I mean, a bad accident right before you get into the school zone. There were 3 cars, one in the middle, 2 T-boned the car in the middle. And you know what it all goes back to? And as we were just really praying that all of the people were going to be well and safe and nobody was hopefully injured, but it was a bad accident. We reminded ourselves that we just have to give ourselves enough time to get there safely. And I don't know if you listened to yesterday's show or not, but we had an absolute expert author in talking about never being late, about how to be punctual. And this morning, I got up a little bit earlier. I made that concerted effort to make sure that I had enough time, because I am one of those people that she talked about yesterday that believes in magical time. I just think that magically it's going to happen. Nothing happens by magic.
You have to make the effort to get up earlier, to give yourself enough time to get there. Now, I'm going to tell you, those school zones are so critically important, and it's hard when you're in a hurry to slow down through those school zones because you're trying to get the kids dropped off, you're trying to get to work, and it can be mayhem, and this morning we saw that. So I'm going to remind you yet again, school zones are in effect until 9 o'clock. If you're late, you're going to have to suck it up and just get there when you get there. Tomorrow is another day, so we're asking you to watch out for school kids, school buses, school zones, kids that are walking to school. It is all of our responsibilities to stay engaged. Y'all, it's important. Remember, 9 o'clock is the magic hour. Want to remind you, though, that if you need to connect with us, we're located at 3717 Government Street. Those are our offices. So when we leave the studio, we go to our office at 3717 Government Street, Suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302, or you can connect with us via our website, www.onpointcxmas.com. Or if none of that works, simply phone us, 318-445-5658. Well, you already know what today is. Today is Real Women, Real Talk. And before I go to the break, let me just share with you who's joining Real Women, Real Talk this morning. All right. You see, we're going to have to get a drum roll. Yes, indeed. I love it. We want to welcome back to the OPT Jennifer Gilchrist. She is the regional manager for Region 6 Tobacco-Free Living. Jen, good morning and welcome back.
Thank you, Carlette. Glad to be here.
But first time for Real Women, Real Talk.
It is.
I want to welcome back Tarnisha Brady. She is the division director to Tarnisha Brady Williams, excuse me. She is the Sinlaw Division Director for the March of Dimes. Her first time at Real Women, Real Talk, but not first time at the OPT. Tarnisha, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
And then I wanna welcome my sister friend, my classmate, her very, very first time to the OPT network. Her name is Teresa Greer. She is the Assistant Vice President Loan Officer at Red River Bank.
Yay.
Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Welcome.
Thanks. So glad to have you guys. So glad to have all of you listening. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We're going to take a time out here, but when we come back, it's going to get hot. Stay with us. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Hickson Autoplex CEO, Dallas Hickson.
Dallas, every time you guys come, it is just so incredible. And people feel your heart. And they feel your heart every time in a different way. And now we felt your heart in just being a man of God, a man that has a heart after God and has a heart for the community. And for that, we just can't thank you enough.
Well, I tell you, I want to thank you because there are so few outlets in our country who allow the people like us to come in here and talk and say the things that we say. There are so many detractors to the opposite side, mm-hmm. the negative news mm-hmm. and the negative world we live mm-hmm. in. I appreciate the fact that the things that you bring to the table, you and David both, and the positive spirit that you bring. If more people would get in the groove of being like y'all, being positive, and being open about it on the air, we would live in a lot better place. So thank
you. Amen. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If your morning is just getting underway, it's 7:47. Today is Friday, March the 8th, and this segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish. I say it every single morning, and we hope that you'll take heed. For any and all auto, home, life insurance, any questions, any updates, the number to phone, 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, www.hicksonhasit.com. Now, we're switching gears very quickly. You know, today is Real Women, Real Talk. And what we try to do is bring in women from all across, really the country, all across our city, and all across our state. And we bring those women together because the great Dr. Maya Angelou has said it best. We are all more alike than we are different. And this morning and this month, we are continuing to celebrate March as National Women's History Month. And there are so many women who have gone through feminism and suffrage, making sure we have the right to vote, making sure there is equality for all women. And so this morning is going to be no different. We're talking about the challenges that women face. And I read, ladies, an incredible article. Let me just remind you who's here this morning. Jennifer Gilchrist from Tobacco Free Living, Teresa Greer from Red River Bank, and Tarnisha Brady Williams from the March of Dimes. I read this incredible article about Sheryl Sandberg. She is on this month's cover of Time Magazine. And if you have not picked it up, it is worth picking up. She is an executive at Facebook. And she has started, ladies, a global mission to encourage women, a global mission to encourage women to achieve their ambitions. And because each of you are all women who are in your given fields, I want to talk about, Jennifer, with you, first of all, how hard or how challenging it is to climb that ladder and to be in an environment where men have really always ruled.
Well, I haven't encountered that as much as maybe some other women in a business segment of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am a nonprofit setting and because I am in health, actually we're dominant in women as opposed
Very good.
To being mm-hmm. dominant by mostly men mm-hmm. in a business type setting. So I haven't entirely experienced that type of situation because I've been in social work, mm-hmm. nonprofit type situations my entire career.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will tell you, at one time, I was doing medical social work. So I was housed with a lot of physicians.
Mm-hmm.
That was extremely challenging for
mm-hmm.
me because it was a different dynamic altogether.
Mm-hmm. And for you, Tarnisha, have you had those challenges or do you know, you know, sister friends that are having those challenges in the workforce?
As for me, no, because I would have to agree with the way that she says, you know, we're dominant, you know, because I'm nonprofit also in that area. So I haven't, but I do know, you know, in Dallas, Texas, I have a division director that's there and she's dealing with some things,
mm-hmm.
you know, because
mm-hmm.
she's feminine. And in Texas, the male, you know, fundraiser is dominant there. So she may go on an ask, you know, mm-hmm. for, let's say, a bank and not get it, but mm-hmm. she sent her assistant
mm-hmm.
and he'd get it, and she's, you know, now questioning herself, uh-huh. like, we went to the same training, I said the same thing. You know, like,
and I'm prettier.
Yeah, and I have makeup and 6-inch heels on.
Uh-huh.
What's going on?
and, you know, it's good to hear that there are still some businesses and some industries that are, and I don't want to say dominated by women, but where we can go in and hold our own. But, T, I know you're in the banking business, mm-hmm. and, you know, I'm sure you see some of those challenges.
Oh, well, I think that has changed over the years. Long ago in banking, most of your executives were males.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays you see young females
mm-hmm.
Or older females even having those higher, more powerful positions, too. So I think in the banking industry, that has come a long way,
mm-hmm.
in allowing females.
All my loan officers were women.
See?
Over Red River.
Right, that's
mm-hmm.
exactly right, yeah.
And, you know, it's good to know that we are climbing, but there are still some areas where we're having challenges in achievement. And one of the things that she talks about is maybe the reason why we're not stepping out into our God-given destiny and those things that we were called to do is because of fear. And before the show, I kind of posed that to everybody. And I just want to talk about, you know, we know what the Bible says. If you're a scholar of the Bible or you go to church, you know, we know what the scripture says about fear. But what are we really doing, T, to overcome that fear that is so debilitating that keeps us from going to the next thing for you?
Gosh, that's really tough. I don't necessarily fear things that I could be doing, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more a fear of maybe not doing a good job because of time restraints more than anything,
mm-hmm.
like time management and not prioritizing things or putting things in the right order. You know, when I've committed to something, you know,
mm-hmm.
you still have the home life, you know, you got to.
Are you overcommitting?
I tend to at times,
mm-hmm.
but I did one year for sure. And that would be crazy, but I have in the past. So that I've learned that you can't say yes to everything.
Mm-hmm.
But
now, have you had challenges in not saying yes to everything? And is there just a small inherent fear that if you don't say yes, that maybe you won't be the popular mom or the popular person in the group?
Right. You tend to accommodate those
mm-hmm.
that ask as
yeah.
much as possible. Yeah. And of course, you always, well, for me, I always want to do help.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, but there is, you know, you have to limit yourself
mm-hmm.
sometimes and not take on things that you feel like you can't do a good job.
Mm-hmm. What about for you, Jen?
Well, I was thinking about what she was saying to you. And sometimes, you know, you have degrees of help. And even though
degrees of help. I like
right.
that.
Maybe you may not be able to commit to being that committee chairperson,
mm-hmm.
but you may be able to help them brainstorm, you know, a strategy or a plan that can be just as valuable in the process as committing to the entire responsibility for that. And Carlette, I was listening to your show the other day. You'd be so proud of me. I almost texted you right in the middle of it.
I am proud of you. Thank you for listening.
And you were talking about fear. You were talking about fear of failure. And I wanted to text you, and I was trying to get ready. I was not managing my time very well. And I thought, sometimes I think we fear success.
You know, I think you're right. What do you think about that, Tarnisha? Sometimes we fear success.
I can't say I can agree.
You can't wrap your head around that one.
Because for me, speaking personally, I know, like, I will lollygag until the very end because I'm fearful of rejection. You know, it's fearful for me, like, okay, I've already asked 1,000 people in Alexandria, 1,001, and they already said no. So this one person that, he's going to be so great, you should just go for it. And so I sit there, okay, I'm practicing with myself. Okay, how am I going to bring it over to him? And blah, blah, blah. How do I get past the doorkeeper and all that stuff? So to avoid hearing that final no, I lollygag. And then at the very last minute, it's like, okay, go for it. And then you get that no, and it's like, look.
Just deflated, huh?
I'll just wait till next year, you know?
Right.
And I shouldn't feel that way.
Right.
You know, I should just go on and keep pushing and things, but it's just that fear for me.
But you know what? There are 1,000 forms of fear, and that's probably putting it moderately. Mm-hmm. And fear of success, Jen, I think is very valid. Some people are so afraid of how powerful that they really could be and can be.
I think it goes back to what you were saying of the article that you wrote, and you said the quote, "Don't hate me because I'm successful."
Yeah, right. And Sandy and Sheryl says that. Sheryl Sandberg of Facebook on, well, Time Magazine says that, and it's true. A lot of women have issues with other women who are successful. And in the article, they went on to say, is she the right person to be carrying this message because she is successful, because she is rich? And I think that, you know, we have to look at the way that we look at success.
Because you want that acceptance so much that you're willing. And I had this really great thing that a priest friend gave me one time. And I can't remember who. I think it was Gandhi that said it. And it was,
I love Gandhi.
Do not diminish yourself in order to make other people feel better about themselves. And that if you let your light shine, then that empowers the other people to do the same. And he gave that to me, and I've never forgotten it because it was almost like a flip on some things that you normally think about. Yeah. And I'll try to look for it and send it to you, but it was incredibly inspiring to me.
Absolutely. Go
and
ahead,
Chief. And that tends to make me want to do a better job, too.
Right.
To strive even harder to do a better job and look put together and know what I'm talking about and it gives me more confidence, I think, in a lot of cases.
And I think as women, we do have to go the extra mile. The theme for this year's Women History is women inspiring through innovation. And we do have to be pulled together. We do have to be learned and studied and thorough, you know, when we're going in. But this morning, as I was thinking about the conversation, and it's been coming up in DC and I's quiet time a lot, fear is an overwhelming emotion that is preventing people from stepping into their destiny. And we got to talk about, especially women, and like you said, Tarnisha, I think it's right on point, we fear rejection. And when you're in a business where you're having to depend on other people and you're having to depend on their yes, it is tough.
Fundraising is incredibly difficult.
Yeah, fundraising. And March of Dimes here is kept quiet, so it's kind of a rebuilding. I mean, I feel that we're at a place to where we're going to be okay, but it's still that, whoa, look, March of Dimes,
and
I haven't heard
I don't know about how your organization is. You may not want to get into this, but I have other friends that are in development, which is the nice word for fundraising. And they have an incredible amount of pressure on them by their corporate people to meet goal, to meet these certain standards. And so they're getting the pressure from above. They're getting pressure within their own self. And then they're having to deal with making that happen with their ask.
And do we take those pressures on internally? Do we take those no's
yes.
in our... but how do we get past that? Because what I am learning just from the businesses that we're in is that somebody might be saying no right now, but they're not saying no to me. Or not that my product is not good, mm-hmm. but they're just saying no right now, and that I shouldn't get ripped up because it is not a no against me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Don't
right.
take it personally.
Don't and that's the hardest thing to do. How do you keep from taking it personally?
Yeah,
Jen, how do you keep it from taking it personally?
Well, I don't know that I did such a good job on that. We just went through quite an ordeal a couple of years ago, but... you have to. I have other friends that help me with that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie was incredible
mm-hmm.
for me, because she's like, you've got to detach yourself from the process and not take it as it's a rejection
mm-hmm.
of you.
Mm-hmm.
But it was real hard because, you know, she didn't live and work in this community, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
And so the relationships were there.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have a relationship with people, then
that
it
matters.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It makes a total difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I concur with you, because if I can go ask, you know, the same person, but because the next person have a relationship with them, they'll
mm-hmm.
get a yes because they know them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll get a no simply because maybe they don't know enough about the organization, or they may not know me well enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, yes, I need to learn how to detach myself from that, but
how? Hey, that's a great place to take a time out. We'll talk about the how we detach from the rejection that we all feel at some point in life. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Will you count me in? I've been awake for a while now. You got me feeling like a child now. Cause every time I see your bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. It starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy. Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites. There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
fish. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Jock Roy, the mayor of the city of Alexandria. I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping the city of Alexandria to enrich individuals and the community through the provision of services and effective coordination of programs in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your positive support. The city of Alexandria can't thank you enough.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology, and also McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining Real Women, Real Talk, we're joined by Teresa Greer, Jennifer Gilchrist, and Tarnisha Brady Williams. And we're talking about overcoming some things, overcoming fear, as we celebrate women, not only for the month of March, but all year round. I think that we have to do a better job at understanding each other. And we were talking during the break about building relationships. And I came across this article that says we are constantly being judged based on our appearance. Everything from our shoes to our smiles. Now, everybody who listens to this show knows that I tell you, ladies, if you're going into a hostile atmosphere, especially, have on a great pair of shoes. They are disarming. A sister friend, I don't care what she's thinking about you. If you got on some sweet shoes, she's got to ask you, girl, where did you? She's got to. But this is really important. It says, even though, you know, we're being judged or people are judging us, we're also judging others the same way. And we were talking about, and Tarnisha said, it's all about building relationships. And we're talking about the fear. And Tarnisha, you said when you walk into an environment, sometimes you can feel the cattiness. Talk about what that means for you.
Well, it means for me because, I mean, just to reiterate on what you were saying, like, we're being judged. I'm new in the community, you know, with my career. I'm meeting a lot of people that I've never met before.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm coming into new atmospheres. And, of course, they're looking like, okay, who are you? Where are you coming from? You know, but I'm the type of person to come into that room and I speak, I smile, I'm going to be my wonderful self, but I'm not going to say much at all because I'm trying to get a feel of who's in the room, you know, what are they talking about.
So you're observing.
Right. Mm-hmm. I have to observe because I don't.
But now how does that play? Because sometimes, and DC tells me this all the time, sometimes we don't see ourselves as others see us. You know what I'm saying? What are you giving off when you walk into the room?
Well, I'm smiling. I'm batting my eyes. But until I can walk into a conversation
she's
and
absorbing.
I introduce.
She's absorbing.
Yes. A perusing, if you would say.
And so when do you feel comfortable diving in or do you kind of just stay back?
If I see someone that I know and they're in a conversation, then I'll go. And then, you know, then I'm in the conversation and he'll introduce me to the group and all that other stuff. But I'm not comfortable in just going and joining a conversation where I don't know anybody.
I'm glad you said that because that's why these conversations are critical. Because what we do is none of you guys have never, you don't know each other.
Right.
And so it proves the point that if we just let our shields down and we just take our masks off that we can converse with anyone and we all feel that sort of that oneness of your insecurities, your fears, your concerns. We all have them. And when we just let it down, you see, we're all more alike than we are different.
I agree. I think I tend to be introverted. Mm-hmm. I tested, you know, introversion. But
you tested.
I tested.
And certified.
You're certified. Got a stamp and everything.
Jen, I would not think of you as being
That's what everybody says. But when I engage this way, small groups.
Okay.
One-on-one, mm-hmm. much easier than if I walk in a huge room full of people I've never met before,
mm-hmm.
that I'm like, oh, and I'm looking for that one connect.
That commonality, that somebody that
you. Mm-hmm. Because you've seen people walk in a room and they're like, I'm here.
Uh-huh.
Look at me. Uh-huh. I want to talk to everybody.
Right.
Who are you?
They're working in the room.
Work uh-huh. in the room. And that's not a comfort zone for me because mm-hmm. of my personality.
Mm-hmm.
My, you know, even though if I'm in a situation where I know people, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because there's already a relationship there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even for myself, really and I consider myself outgoing, but uh-huh. I
always have been.
I would not find, you know, I'm not comfortable in walking into a large group where I don't know anybody.
Okay, now let's get down to why we're not comfortable with that. Are we not comfortable because we know instinctively, just like the article said,
what
that somebody, exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
What and why do we care? Why do we care so much about people that we don't know? Mm-hmm. They don't know us.
Mm-hmm. True.
Why do we care what they think about us? Why is that so critically important? And I don't think that men have this issue.
No, I know they
probably
don't
right
have
about
this
that.
Issue.
Yeah.
I don't know. Y'all speak for your own men. As I know my.
Well, he's probably the exception, and not the. I mean, but you
Scott,
know,
we're talking about you, baby.
I mean, but what do you think that's about, Tarnisha? Do you think it's about our own just insecurities?
For me personally, I feel that it's for my career because you don't know who you're talking to. I may have to talk to this person on an ask, not knowing that I was talking to
ask.
This person. You know,
uh-huh,
you know, this little gathering or whatever. So you know, I kind of have to watch what I say, who I say it to. Even how I say it,
uh-huh.
you that, know, you yeah. just, you have
you're
to
public,
watch it
you're almost
you
a public
know.
Figure to where
you are.
And
I mean,
you are too, Carlette. I mean, all of us are when you engage.
But you know what I try to do? And people think I'm crazy because we have all these great authors on from across the country. And we have talked to some of the most world-renowned people. Dr. Robin Smith was on, and I want to remind everybody, she's going to be on Oprah's Next Chapter. She was a contributor to the Oprah show, and she was on Oprah and Friends Radio. Her book is called Hungry. Every time I get a chance to plug her book, I'm plugging it because it's just that life-changing. Mm-hmm. The book is called Hungry, The Truth About Being Full. And what I am seeing as I grow almost into a woman in her 50s, in mid-40s, going into 50s, is that when I bring my authentic self, I'm not trying to be anybody but me,
so, right.
that I can walk into a room and I can have the feeling that I'm okay, you're okay. Mm-hmm. And why can't it just be that simple? Why are we making it so hard? You know why? It's this negative self-talk that we have that's going on in our own brains.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know?
And, yeah, I think it goes back to what we were saying, too, that we're just really hard on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people really aren't thinking those things to the degree at which we think they are.
Right. And
well,
they,
or someone says, they really not talking about you. Don't
you probably
worry
about
you. You
probably
you really
not even
you just not that important. Okay?
You're just not that important.
You're in the car thinking, you know, oh, God.
Right. And I think we're stressing. And I think we're stressing out about something that every one of us has those inhibitions. And I think that that's normal. But the point of these conversations is to open us up. Like we open up a can and say, you know what, we're just all not that different. We all have that negative self-talk. You all go into the room wondering, is this outfit okay? Is this dress too tight? Is it long enough? Is you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, is it okay? And if we just let that down and learn to be our authentic selves, then we're really full. But when you're hungry, you're hungry for something that maybe is missing within self.
Well, and I think a lot of it has to do with having that confidence in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You got, yeah, you kind of have to build yourself up mentally before you
do that. Like,
yes, I look good, and yes, I can do this, and I can speak to people, and, mm-hmm. you know, who cares if they don't think I shouldn't be here? I'm obviously here. I was invited, and uh-huh. I belong here. So,
right.
you know, just, you know, try to put it in the back of your mind, mm-hmm. I guess.
And, you know, I never thought about that. People looking at you in terms of status. Well, who is she with?
Right.
Tarnisha's eyes got as big as quarters. What was that about?
She I wish y'all could see her face.
Man, she didn't say anything, no, but her face, that's and right. her body language.
You had us all looking at you all the time.
Yes, I get that a lot.
Hey, y'all, let's take a quick time out. We're talking about building relationships. We're talking about pushing past your fears and getting the best, getting what God has for you. The best. Stay on point, everybody. We're back after this.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alfred Booker Junior Academy is a pre-K through 8th grade private Christian school in Alexandria. Alfred Booker has a small teacher-to-student ratio, personalized student plans, and state-of-the-art computerized classrooms. Sign up for the Louisiana Voucher Scholarship Program today. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is currently offering free registration for scholarship-eligible students through March 15th. Alfred Booker Junior Academy believes that every student is special and that each is filled with great potential, God-given talents, and abilities. Alfred Booker parents are making an extra investment in their children to ensure spiritual, mental, physical, and social development. It is their belief that with the guidance and help of dedicated Christian teachers and the support of every parent, Alfred Booker's goals and objectives will be reached. For more information, ask for Alfred Booker Junior Academy or phone Principal Akins at 318-442-3621.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new fish McBites.
Fishy, fishy.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get your
fix. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites, McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof, what's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay, I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hello, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk for helping us nurture kids and their potential. Thanks, Team OPT, for helping us in the Central Louisiana community.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Friday, Real Women, Real Talk. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites, Jeremy Clary. You can bundle, you can get HD, I mean, savings, whatever it is that you're looking to do, he can help. The number to phone, 318-767-2220. Also, American Wholesale Mattress, I say it every night. If you're waking up in the morning and you're not rested, you're not feeling up, vibrant, and ready to go, you're probably sleeping on an old mattress, the wrong mattress, and you need to visit American Wholesale Mattress. They're at 717 MacArthur Drive. Kara and David go through great pains to make sure that you get the right mattress and the right pillow. Right now, they've got 48 months interest-free financing, and they've got mattresses that begin as low as $299. Also want to thank our State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Kyle is a great neighbor. He's in Avoyelles Parish. Not only is he a great businessman, he is someone that's always giving back to the community that he serves in surrounding areas. You can phone Kyle at his team at 318-346-6695. Also, for those accidents, they're happening every single day, multiple times a day. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents. But Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Joined this morning by Teresa Greer, Tarnisha Brady-Williams, and Jennifer Gilchrist. And we're talking about this month being Women's History Month. We're talking about the challenges that we've overcome. We're seeing more and more women in what we call power positions. But then we see, as we were talking about during the last couple breaks ago, we see that we're having to build more relationships. And everybody has thoughts on how that happens. But I think that in building those relationships, it instinctively has to start with each of us. Because even though we're saying, we're wondering what people are saying, we're saying some things ourselves when we walk into those rooms. And I posed the question during the break that if we're having these issues as full-grown women, what is going to happen, T, for your 11-year-old if we don't get to some common ground here?
Yeah, that's something that's a scary thought. You know, it's funny that we're talking about building relationships with women. But my daughter, she's 11, she actually builds relationships with her little boyfriends, the boys that are in her class.
Uh-oh, she's already a diva, huh?
No, not that way. But it doesn't seem like, you know, it seems like she's more open, I guess, to not just, at that age, it seems like they want to just be with the girls, I guess, too. But she has her very close friends that are boys.
My daughter, me too.
Your daughter does too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. you know, like they're 11, but still they do their.
You know, mine are 25 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
They tell me. They told me.
They tell me.
It's because there's no cattiness.
Is that right?
There's no pretense. Yeah. There's no judging. Mm-hmm. And that they can have those authentic relationships with the guys because they're just easier.
It's easier.
I believe that.
It's
she easier. Doesn't have to, you know, put on any kind of facade to be like she
right.
might necessarily with the girls.
Wow.
Uh-huh. But the boys, you know, they have a good time and there's no cattiness and mm-hmm. it is different, I think. And she likes that.
And everybody in the room has felt that. And Tarnisha, I think you said it best, you know, when you're new to a business or new to an industry and you're trying to break through and you're trying to build those relationships. And I guess the question that I'm posing to myself and to you guys and to all of the women, especially listening, is how do we change that? Where does the change start where we can all walk into a room and there, I guess to some degree, I don't want to say pretense, but you want to feel confident. You want to feel like I'm okay, you're okay, but where does it go too far? I mean, where you're snubbing people or you mm-hmm. you didn't snub somebody, but they felt snubbed. And maybe it's what we're projecting from our own inner selves. I don't know, Jen. Is it us?
I don't know. As you were talking, I was thinking, okay, what is the best way to do this? And, you know, they say if you're depressed, the best thing to do is to give to another person. Of course, we're talking from Christian values.
Sure,
as well.
Absolutely.
And I think that if I look at Tarnisha and I say, you look awesome in that hot pink shirt
mm-hmm.
today.
Absolutely.
And she does, by the way.
She does.
And
you
her
all,
shoes.
You
now,
all,
that,
you all look great,
and
yeah.
And you were like, those are the best shoes.
Uh-huh.
You know, and when you, how many times do we see that in another lady, but we don't
say it?
Right. Mm-hmm. Let's give. And yeah. mm-hmm. if we give and let them know mm-hmm. that not only will you make the other person feel better about engaging with you, but you feel better because you know that, it was a good thing,
right.
You know, it's kind of like when you do something for somebody.
In a lot of cases, most of the time, I don't know how to accept a compliment.
Oh, say that again, T.
And I said, in a lot of cases, oftentimes, I don't know how to accept a compliment. Or I feel
wow.
like maybe
yeah.
they're not
mm-hmm.
being genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's
what is that?
It embarrasses
what
me
is
sometimes.
That about you? Just you personally. Because I think every woman can relate to that. What is it about you that cannot accept?
Probably because you don't maybe think that they're being genuine, you know, that something so simple as, you know, that's a nice shirt or
right,
you know, nice
right.
blouse,
mm-hmm.
but something about you know, your hair is pretty, or you look beautiful today, or something, you know, something more intense.
Mm-hmm. Could it be that you think that they're not, you're not what they're saying?
Possibly, yeah, in a lot of cases.
But why would someone say a thing if they didn't mean a thing?
Well, that I know where you're coming from. I think you can actually discern that.
Mm-hmm. And Tarnisha talked about the spirit of discernment.
Uh-huh. I think you can tell when someone's just blowing smoke.
Up your behind. You know,
like, I didn't finish it.
Like if you walk into the room, I don't know, like a jargon. Like, girl, you wearing those shoes. You know, that's genuine. But shoes is all right. You know, you can. You know, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Yeah. So, you know, I never thought about that.
Right. I never thought about it.
Sometimes I don't know how to react. Like, you know, if I get a.
That's because we don't do that for each other.
That's right.
You know, we think it, but we don't say it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should do that for each other.
The first thing we do think, and I may be speaking for myself, you know, my girlfriend. Uh-huh.
I mean,
you know, we can see someone, you know, and she's gorgeous, but we'll never tell her that.
Mm-hmm. She already knows it.
Yeah.
Oh. She already knows. The first thing we say, oh, I can wear that much better than her.
Or she thinks she all that.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, but y'all, we gotta break that shield down. And I just do it. Even if she thinks she's all that, I'm like, sister, you working it.
You
all
that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know.
And Carlette was so kind because she knows I've been working hard. And David, I'm with you on the dieting.
I can't tell. You brought. I brought her Girl Scout cookies.
What kind of friend is that?
We're going to.
I brought it to her. I said, I know you're not going to want to get this. But here.
Jennifer's looking all good. And I said to her immediately.
And I said, thank you for noticing. Because you do. When you work hard and you. You're trying to, you know, minor health and motivations, but hey, I'll take, you know, looking good in my pants better.
Exactly.
But it meant a lot for her to say that to me because then I could say, and I appreciated that.
And you knew it was real. You know, but y'all, I'm telling you, and I'm not saying this as somebody that thinks that they've arrived because I'm just like everybody else. I'm a work in progress. Mm-hmm. But I really look for the good and really try to be genuine. And I think that if everybody just makes a concerted effort, just starting today, to find the genuine good thing in another woman. And I talk about this in womanness because men can see each other and they can just compliment each other. But immediately we go off on everything.
Details.
But what it is. Yeah. You critique from head to toe and... You know, then it's over. Oh, my goodness. I hear the music. We've got to take a time out. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We'll be back right after this.
Pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Different from the start, at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
right now. Get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Valerie Bayon-Bandy, Executive Director of Family Counseling Agency, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us strengthen individuals and families through counseling, education, and advocacy. Thanks, Team OPT, for your positive support.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And this segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, and Davis One Stop. Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is the best stop. Well, y'all, you know, just when I wonder where the conversation is going to go and how it's going to heat up next, it just always does. And during the break, it did. And everybody says, even our callers from all across the country, they say you should be recording the breaks. And eventually maybe we'll get a chance. Because the conversation just goes places. Yeah. Well, Tarnisha talked about, we've been talking about authenticity. And you will hear me say on this show a lot about taking off the mask. And Tarnisha, you said something so incredibly powerful. You said you posted your testimony on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And then what?
Well, I posted my testimony on Facebook and someone saw it.
And give people just, you know, a real caption of what that looked real quick.
Of me. Okay, my testimony is... I had my son at a very early age. I had to stop going to school.
High school?
No, my college.
Okay.
I stopped going to school. I then became, you know, that pillar of the post, hopping from, you know, staying this place, that place. That's called homeless when you don't have
absolutely
a steady
it is. That's exactly
place to
right.
Stay. That's called homeless. And I put on there the things that God has brought me from. I'm not that person anymore. I was that person that'll cuss you out, fight, and all that stuff. I was that person.
Uh-huh.
I did not care.
Mm-hmm.
I was bitter. I was angry. I didn't understand, you know, why they want to talk to me and all this other stuff. You know, so I'm not that person anymore, and that was my testimony. I'm thankful to God for that, for who I am. But, you know, there are some closed-minded people in the world, and it offended some people on my Facebook page. And I mean, what can you say?
Well, why do you think that they got offended? I mean I couldn't quite get,
maybe,
you know, by
I
you telling your
the
truth
word, homeless.
Okay. And that has to speak to the fact that people really don't understand that homeless doesn't just necessarily mean
sleeping
under a bridge.
Right.
Right. Whenever you're right. going from, like you said, from pillar to post, that means that you're homeless. You don't have a steady residence that you live at.
Right. And I was in a deadbeat job. you know, that I did not like working two and three jobs, you know, to make ends meet. I had a child to take care of. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
You were doing the best you could, though.
Right, mm-hmm. right. But now I'm excited. I'm happy to have a career. I love the people who I work with. I couldn't have a best supervisor. She loves me with all of her heart, mm-hmm. and I love mm-hmm. her the same. And my volunteers, I just love every nitbit of my job, but it hurt my feelings.
And so mm-hmm. why did you feel compelled at that moment to post your testimony?
It was every morning I get up and I'm grateful to God for where he's brought mm-hmm. me from. And it was just something mm-hmm. on my heart. Mm-hmm. You know, I was about to do my baby girl's hair. I stopped doing her hair, went to my computer, and it started off, I'm not where I want to be, but I thank God I'm not where I used to be.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I think that could be everybody's story. Yes. And, you know, as you were saying that, and I ask you why you felt compelled to do that, somebody, somewhere,
it
needed that word.
Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And see, we were talking about freedom, and Jen was saying, well, I'm not that type of person that would do that. And that's fine. You know, wherever you are is where you are. But I think that when you start to live in truth, it opens you up to the point where you're not pretending anymore. And I get that because I've done it for so long. You got to live in the right house, the right neighborhood. You got to drive the right car. Kid got to go to the right school. You know, the right. You know what I'm saying? But when you're really free, mm-hmm. you just are. And it's not about.
And I'm not ashamed of my freedom. I embrace my freedom.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, we were talking about, again, building relationships, the fear. And on Facebook, and we were talking about the cruelty of people, and was it a woman mm-hmm. that it was offended? You know, we are way too cruel on Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you
That's
know, you're
true.
Talking about fear. Maybe for some reason that evoked fear in that particular person for some reason, because it was something foreign or different mm-hmm. or they were unfamiliar with it or didn't know how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't wrap my head around it because I don't understand that. But I'm wondering if that's perhaps another
aspect
when fear comes into the situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know what, Tarnisha, the person who got offended may be dealing with that on another level or maybe in that place where, you know, because there were times when we first started the show and we knew God started speaking to us about how the show would grow and go. And we said, DC and I sat down collectively and we said, you know, there are some things that we just have to be open and honest mm-hmm. with our listeners about our lives. And we just want it to be out there. And so we made the decision to do that. And there were people that said, I don't think you should do that because you're always worried about how others,
other people right. are going to perceive you.
You know, and especially when you have been through things like drug and alcohol addiction. And let me tell you, ladies, if you're going through that right now, that is your fool. You know what I'm saying? That's your fool. You don't like what you're going through, but you don't want nobody else to judge your fool. Mm-hmm. And a fool just means a person who won't receive correction, mm-hmm. who won't get on the path that God has for them. And so there's always that inherent fear of what others will think of you. But when you really get free, you can just say, you know what, sister, God bless you. And obviously there are some issues that you're dealing with that you need to get free from,
mm-hmm.
you know, and getting back to being kind to each other and stopping the judgment. You know, I think that each person has to figure out a way just not to do it,
right?
Not to hate you because of your success or your perceived success.
Or because of what you may have done or who you may have been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's why it's called the past, because mm-hmm.
it's past. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, and Jennifer, I think you said it best during the break, but for the grace of God.
But God, that's yeah. right.
There go I. It could happen to any one of
right.
us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many women out there are dealing with what they used to be or who they used to be? You know, it's about making the change. Mm-hmm. It's about getting free. And we hope that these conversations will open people up to that sort of freedom.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you expect a convict to change if you won't give them an opportunity to?
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
They come out of jail, but and then you complain about them not working and doing this other stuff, but no one will give them a second chance. No one to even hire.
Right. For sure, just go to work.
Yeah.
Well, and then, but now, and that's a horse of another color because.
Right.
You know, when you have been in a situation where you have been untrustworthy, then you have to prove some things. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to just welcome you back into society and say, here it is, because you've been in jail.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You have to. That's like a drug addict. Once you get off drugs, they don't just say after you done stole your mama's refrigerator, baby, come on home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You have to prove that you have changed. And unfortunately, that is a process.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's a process, but aren't we all in our process?
That's right.
All right, and entitled to a new start.
And entitled, we are entitled. And
once
I think
you have proven yourself.
America is the home of or the land of second chances. Mm-hmm. You know, and we are always giving and forgiving. But I think that when it comes to really understanding this issue, and we're going to continue to talk about it. Because it is a tough issue, and we can all agree that we do it. Mm-hmm. We look at others, we judge them, they judge us, but how are we going to stop doing it? Why? It's just like this article in Time Magazine that Sheryl Sandberg says. They say, don't hate her because she's successful. And secretly, we hate her because she's successful and maybe we're not as successful. Mm-hmm. I hear the music.
Gotta take Paulette, I'm wondering about you. You keep hearing music all the time.
Y'all, we got to take a break. We're back after this.
What I'm about. They haven't seen what's that behind my smile. There's so much more in me I'm showing now. It's all the pieces of me. When it looks like I'm up, sometimes I'm down. I'm alone even with people all around. But that change the happiness I found. These are the pieces of me.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites. Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fishy,
fish McBites will suck you, let them bread it to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
something. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Kendra Gauthier, the Executive Director of the Central Louisiana Homeless Coalition, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us to bring awareness and positive attention to the homeless population in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your wonderful support.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You know what we're going to dub the OPT Network? The place of freedom. The place where women come and just get...
I will set you free.
Well, the word does that. The anointing does that. It's nothing that we do. It's just the anointing. Hey, everybody, this segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team down in Bunkie, 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, 337-942-9939. Darlene St. Romain is also one of those people that's always finding ways to give back to her community. Also, we want to thank Amerigroup. They're going through their enrollment process. We're going to tell you more about that, making sure that if you're using services like LaChip and Medicaid for your kids, that you're on point, understanding how Amerigroup is working to help you. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. You know, I said the brakes heat up, and it's taken yet another turn, and we're talking about things starting at home, and we set the tone with our kids, and I had a conversation with a very good friend of mine on yesterday, and she talked about the challenges that she was having as a mom of a child that has gone off to college and has made some not so good decisions. But you know, every single day that we end the show, we ask people to do what Gandhi says. He says, be the change that you want to see. And Jennifer brought up a topic, and I don't want to make her cry, but she said, you know, we're all the sum total of what we've been taught over the years, every single one of us. I can only teach you what I know, and what I know is what my mother or my parents taught me, and that's what you can teach your kids. But do we have the humility at home? See, this stuff starts at home, and then it spreads abroad, you know? And so we were talking about the way that we parent our children when they go off to college.
Which are adult children at that point.
Which are, they're no longer, and you can take their children in terms of the fact that you birthed them, but they are adults.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you have to let them go. It's a very, 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 I've been through much more difficult. I've been through more transitions than maybe you have at this
right.
point.
Mm-hmm.
The child's not that
I'm only 13 years
yeah.
in.
Mm-hmm. And when they're young, they have your energy. When they're older, they have your heart.
And that's powerful.
It's really, really hard to go through that transition of the nurturing, having guiding them,
mm-hmm.
parental role, to the letting go, letting them find their own way,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to take paths that just curl your hair.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been very hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very hard.
And so why has it been hard for you? Did you stop to ask yourself, what is it about those decisions that your daughter is making? What is it about those decisions?
It's all my children. We had divorce in our family,
mm-hmm.
which was extremely traumatic for my children. I can't put my finger on any one thing,
mm-hmm.
but it affected them. It affects all children. Mm-hmm. I don't care what.
And they say adult children or older children are the worst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine were little, but went through being raised by a single parent, and I had my complete strength founded in my faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what got me through. And I probably overpoweringly said that to them. You do the best you can.
That's right.
And I always told them, this world is not the one that matters.
Mm-hmm.
That this is just where we are for a short period of time, that our eternal life is the one that we want to strive for.
Mm-hmm.
And to always keep that focus, that's why we're here. And it was so intensely important to me, and it still is, that when that's rejected,
mm-hmm.
and that adult child,
mm-hmm.
it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to just strangle them,
mm-hmm.
because you're like,
well, don't give up, though.
No, and my mother told me, my mother, and I want to, you know, she said, or some battles have to be fought on your knees.
Hmm. Yeah. Almost all of them.
Right.
And yeah. At this point, the less I say, the better it is.
Mm-hmm.
And
sometimes maybe she just wants you to listen.
Well, she brought it up. She brought it up, and she was saying, you know, she's in the psychology of religion class, which is like, oh, let's not go there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had to group themselves according to where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, did you?
So is she questioning if God is really real?
Yeah, she says, I'm agnostic.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, well, I know where you are. And then they want me to be okay with that. And I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had words, and I'm guilty, guilty, guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I've been racked with guilt, and
it doesn't change your love for her.
Oh no, and that was hard for her to understand.
Right. Yeah.
But you know, you go to bed intensely upset,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm thinking, I have to make this right today.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for having me here today, because it's going to really set the tone for me to discern on that today,
mm-hmm.
and pray and
you know
what I need to do.
Let me just share this quick story, because I think it's really apropos to what you're saying. I met a lady some years ago when I was working at the cosmetic counter, and I've had an opportunity and have been really loving women for a long time. And she said to me about her child that had gone off and is an adult child, that the worst thing that could ever happen for her child, and the worst thing that any parent could want. So I went through a number of things. Was it drugs? Was it alcohol? And then, Tarnisha, that spirit of discernment, the next time she came,
mm-hmm.
and God said to me, her daughter is a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're Christians, because we're believers, we understand what the Bible says about that. We have all fallen short, even as parents.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not condoning anything that the Bible says is not right. But this is what I said to her, and this is what I'll say to you, that we love our kids despite
mm-hmm.
what they do. We mm-hmm. still love them.
Yes.
And what we do is we trust God to do the work, because
right.
we are not in control.
Exactly.
Right. Now, yeah. That's easy for me to say. I got a 13-year-old.
Uh-huh.
Right.
I'm not there yet. But that is what I got. And you know how we love them? We love them by living the life
mm-hmm.
that we've been preaching and teaching. We live the life, and we love them right where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? They may come back. The word says that they will come back. But
right.
if they don't,
you give them to them.
If they don't, we still love them. Just as God loves us. He loves the gay. He loves the lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
He loves the fornicators. He loves the hoes. We had this conversation
two or three weeks ago
about the hoes. messing with me. He loves us all. And aren't you glad
Thank God.
That we've got a great God that loves
yeah.
us despite ourselves? Mm-hmm. Teresa Greer, Tarnisha Brady Williams, Jennifer Gilchrist, you guys were amazing.
Thanks, Carla.
Thank
you for sharing your stories. Thank you for sharing your truths. And most of all, thank you for sharing your hearts. Mm. Y'all, we're going to keep doing Real Women, Real Talk. It's about getting free. It's about bringing people together that don't know each other, that understand that we are more alike than we are different. And I guarantee you, if you look at a woman today and you're just very genuine, find something that is good about her. It's the parable of reaping and sowing. If you sow, so shall you reap. If you sow kindness, you'll reap kindness. If you sow a smile, you'll reap a smile. If you sow a hug, then when you need that hug, it'll come back to you. I want to thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us. right here on the official OPT network. We do it every single morning because we love you. But what we do know is that God loves you even more than that. So start. These are not just words. Love yourself. Love yourself first and be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Momentous Monday.